Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Everybody loves a good story, and we will pick up where ours left off to help drive home the importance of seeing life from the other side of the boat. Let's not become so comfortable where we are that we lose sight of where we hope to go. It's time to get off the boat. It's gonna be good. Let's go! Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of TMG, Tell Me Something Good. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Don't forget, you can visit us on our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. Before I get started, I want to say thank you to everyone that's joining in for the first time and to those who continue to stream in from right here in the United States and also Canada and Germany. And wherever you find yourself listening to us, all around the world. All right, guys, so last week we were talking about getting off the boat, trying to find our niche, trying to find where we belong. We talk about changing how we do things, changing to something new, not always going along with the status quo or going along with the norm. So we're talking about maybe shaking things up a little bit. So last week we mentioned that we all can benefit when we all are on board and thinking alike. And it's true. I mean, think about it. A company can't really prosper and grow if all its employees aren't all pulling in the same direction. It's kind of like tug of war. If you're on the same side as someone, everyone pulls in that direction to give you the momentum that you're looking for. So we all can benefit from everyone thinking alike. We gave examples of how this is. We gave examples of how people are benefiting right now throughout the pandemic as neighbors and strangers alike pull together to help each other. I mean, you have people who never would have met one another, never would have known their names, and they're pulling together to help one another make it through this difficult, tough time. So thinking alike sometimes has its most benefits because we all have a common goal. We gave out some of these examples, and we also mentioned that this can sometimes present challenges as we grow. What happens when our goals change? When goals begin to change, that's what tug of war really is. When you think about someone, the game of tug of war, you have two sides, two opposing sides. And each side is trying to pull the other side to them. Well, tug of war is really about two different goals. Team A has a goal and Team B has a goal. The one that pulls the most wins. So it's all about when those goals begin to differ, what do you do? How do you handle that? How do you handle it when goals change in business? How do you handle it when goals change in your friends? There are people who have been friends for all their life, since they were kids. And as they seem to grow up and they go through puberty and through childhood and teenage years. They become adults, and somehow they begin to drift apart, not necessarily because the person is different, but what's changed is their goals. Our goals will cause us to pull in opposite directions. When people begin to pull apart or go in different directions, their goals are changing, and it becomes a tug of war to maintain that friendship or maintain that relationship, because goals have changed. And that's what the game of tug of war is about: my goals versus your goals. So we can see that sometimes it can present challenges as we grow and our goals change. Trying something different may require thinking in ways that get our feet wet, so to speak, as we were talking about last week. Sometimes we have to be willing to jump in and get our feet wet and try something new and try something different. I made a statement last week. I said, you'll never know how good you are at anything if you aren't first willing to try something. You got to be willing to get your feet wet. And have you heard that old saying? They say, well, I'm just trying to get my feet wet. Well, it comes from the story that we're using today. So a quick recap here, guys. We're using a story as an anecdote to help illustrate the importance of thinking differently and being bold and not being afraid of getting your feet wet, trying something new and different. The story we discussed is one from the Bible. It's the one about Jesus and one of his disciples or his followers walking on water. Now, let me place this disclaimer out for everyone. Now, we aren't trying to challenge or change anyone's faith. Just challenge or change the seat you have on this boat called life. Now, we pointed out some things last week. We pointed out that we can point out some things to help ourselves to know when it's time to get off the boat, okay? When it's time to make a change, when it's time to do something different. And one of the things we pointed out is finding what answers your efforts, what responds to your passions, what calls back to you. What is it you can't seem to turn away from? What keeps you up at night, makes you miss meals, and when it's dinner time, you still have this fire and this passion inside of you that no matter what you look at, it brings you back to this. What responds to your passion? What responds to your actions and to your efforts? What are you good at? And the second thing we talked about when it's time to get off the boat is knowing when you've overstayed your welcome, when the chemistry is gone, and when you find it more difficult to get on board and get on page with someone. Maybe it's not the page you on. Maybe it's the wrong book altogether. Maybe it's time to just read something different, so to speak. So the second thing is knowing when you've overstayed your welcome, when it's time for you to move. So, guys, that's our recap. So let's kind of dive into this week. And keep in mind, we're talking about the story of Jesus and one of his disciples. So the quick backlash on this thing here, Jesus sent his disciples, his followers, in a boat, tells them cross the water. It's raining, it's storming, it's nighttime. He comes to them, and they think they see a ghost. Okay, so, and that's where we are. And now, our perspectives are shaped by our environment and experiences. And usually, when we share our perspectives with people, it's really mostly our experiences that's doing all the talking for us, okay? For instance, who remembers the movie Eddie Murphy made in the 1980s called Trading Places? I did. One of my favorite movies. I watch it every time it comes on. I could watch it three times back to back, and it wouldn't bother me. My wife knows I like that movie. And by the way, hi, Nicole. That's my wife, so I had to give her a shout-out. So who remembers the movie Eddie Murphy made in the 1980s called Trading Places? And this is the story where two people from two totally different parts of the spectrum. Two different backgrounds were switched, okay? One was rich and the other was poor. Now, they were both placed in similar situations. And when they were switched or their experiences changed, their perspectives also changed too, about everything, down to the smallest detail. I mean, the person who was rich, his perspective changed on the world when he was placed in the situation where he was poor. And the person that was poor, his perspective changed on the world when he was placed in a situation where he was rich. They began to see things differently. And so usually when we share our perspectives with individuals, or we share our perspective with individuals, we're really sharing mostly, it's mostly our experiences that's doing all the talking. It's the old nature versus nurture argument. You know what I'm talking about. The argument that says you will always react to things either the way you were brought up or where you grew up. It says you will either respond or react to things, and you will always do this either the way you were brought up or where you grew up. So it's saying if you grew up in wealth and opulence and opportunity, you'll respond and react better as opposed as if you did not grow up with such opportunities. So it's a whole argument about that. We're not going into that one. That's a totally different story there. That's a different episode, guys. So these men did the same thing, though. These followers of Jesus, these disciples, they did the same thing. They began to say ghost. They began to call what they saw was a ghost, what they thought was a ghost. They relied on terms and words they grew up around to describe this incredible event happening right in front of their eyes. They were mentioning previous experiences to describe their current opportunity. Now, we all know this, and this is just, let's just be honest. A previous experience with something can never adequately describe what you're currently facing. What does that mean, Travis? I'll give you an example, okay? I did this. I did technical support for a company, and sometimes the calls were mundane. They were ordinary. I mean, they were the same kind of calls, back to back, almost predictable. So sometimes I would answer every call the same way. And once while helping someone, I remember this, I was helping someone, I was not into it at all because I just had like 20 calls of the same kind. So I just wasn't into it. Everybody had the same problem. I acted like I had heard it all before. And each time I tried to address this person's problem, I tried to address this new situation with an old solution, the result was a worse problem. So that taught me that every time I try to address a new situation with an old solution, I may be creating a worse problem. So I learned sometimes you must come up with different answers. So if you're trying to address new problems in your life with old solutions and you find yourself becoming increasingly more frustrated, maybe the problem isn't that you don't know what you're doing. Maybe it's not that you've lost your skills. Maybe we need to dig deeper to find different answers. So here's what I also found out. These guys were all kind of sitting in a boat. It was, you know, they were all sitting there. And in the middle of the storm, it's raining, so they all have something in common. They have the boat in common because they're all in the same boat. They have the storm in common because they're all in the same storm. And they have the same leader in common because they have the same leader. So they're all thinking the same thing. We're in this boat. We see a ghost, and we don't know what's going on. So as long as we are all comfortable remaining in the same boat, as long as we are comfortable remaining in the same boat, quote, unquote, as long as we work with the same ethnic groups, the same boat, quote unquote, and people that look like us, the same boat, talk like us, that fit in our little circles, the same boat, and places in society that we frequent, the same boat. Listen, some people won't even think about shopping on a different side of town because the people look differently or dress differently than they do. Listen, guys, as long as we limit our exposure to just the boat, as long as we are all satisfied with remaining in the same place, all we will end up with are splinters in the same place. Yeah, that's right, I said it. As long as we are all satisfied with remaining in the same place, all we will end up with are splinters in the same place. Look, so get this story. So in this story, it states that everybody on the board of the boat thought it was a ghost, which means if everybody thought it was a ghost, everybody was thinking that it was a ghost. That means everyone was thinking and saying the same thing. Everyone was on board with what that kind of thinking. What makes us unique is not finding new ways to talk about the same problem, but developing a different perspective on an old discussion. Let's be honest here. It could be like trying to climb up a steep hill on a bike if you're going to say something different than what the rest of the community may be saying. Have you ever, being a young kid when you were trying to ride a bike, and you were trying to climb the bike, trying to pull this hill on this bike in the summer, and I mean, it was fun riding down the hill, but when you tried to ride back up that same hill you rode down, your feet got tired, your legs got tired, you start breathing hard. I mean, trying to say something different, trying to convince people of something different, is kind of the same way. You don't know who's going to give out first, you or them, you for trying or them for listening to you. So picture this, if you will. Here's the story. Picture this, okay? These guys are on the boat. Their leader is walking toward them empty-handed. He didn't bring another boat. He's walking in the storm that they're in, and he brought no other boat. He brought no other solutions. He brought no other answers. So these guys are on the boat. The leader is walking toward them empty-handed. It's raining. They're scared, and they're all hallucinating. What a recipe for a disaster. Sometimes it may be difficult to see our solution because the reassurance of something familiar is in front of us. And we all want solutions in tough times, right? I mean, you have something come up, you want a solution, you want an answer for it. We all want answers, and what does that solution look like? Well, in business, it could mean a collaboration of ideas from two people who are worlds apart. It could mean reaching out in areas you may not be as comfortable with. Or maybe it's discussing points of interest for which you have little exposure to. It could be taking a chance on ideas and different concepts that downright scare you. Your perspective is important, but it's also not the only one that matters. Sometimes it could mean adopting resources and answers that may be culturally and ethnically unconventional, but also proven successful. So in this story, right, the guy, Peter, he's the one who walks on the water here. So in this story, this guy, Peter, who stepped out the boat, he didn't ask about the forecast. Remember, it was still raining. So he didn't ask about the forecast. He didn't ask if it's the right time. He didn't ask where is the other boat. He asked for his perspective to be changed. He wanted to do the same things he saw his leader do. He said, let me see things from where you stand. Let me see things from your standpoint, from your view. Let me see things from the other side of the boat. Everyone that stayed on the boat was happy to see it from their side, from that one side. Seeing it from the other side can be scary. Encourage yourself daily to see things differently. I can. God, listen, I start my day off with these words. I can. It is important to be the first ones to encourage ourselves, the first voice of acceptance and reassurance. So step three of getting out of boat, encourage yourself. Say something positive about you. Look in the mirror and say something good to you today. Even if it's you look good or I like your smile, rebrand yourself. Listen, we have all been heard so much negativity about ourselves, and sometimes we have mislabeled who we are. We have misbranded our own selves. So sometimes you have to go through a little rebranding, and you may have to rebrand who you are. And you can start that by encouraging yourself every day. Start your day with something positive about you. So what if you're shorter than someone else? Start your day off saying, I'm the right height because the best me is still yet to come. So what, your size larger than your sister, or your size larger than your brother or your friend? It doesn't matter, but you are the perfect size for who you are. There is greatness in who you are, the way you are. So rebrand yourself. Believe in who you are. Listen, so with all this happening, the wind blowing, the splashing of the water, this no doubt shocked the guys in the boat when this guy jumped out the boat. His jump caused more waves than the ones brought on by the storm. So step four of getting out of the boat is to just jump. Your jump will be surprising to some and welcomed by others. You'd be surprised by how many people will believe in you when you take your first step. Some will tell you, I have been waiting on you to do something just like this. I was been waiting on you to support you, but you have to believe in yourself. You would be surprised about how many supporters you would have if you first step out and believe you can. So ask yourself, what matters the most? Appeasing the few to remain where you are, or accepting who you are becoming on your road to where you want to be? Listen, don't be afraid of taking that step, because your jump usually will scare others more than it does you. In closing, guys, whether it's a Bible passage or words of wisdom passed down to the generations before you, find something to believe in that will cause you to get out of the boat. If you stay in the boat, all you would do is get wet like everyone else. And then decide, if I can't be the one that walks on water, I won't be the one that's afraid to leave footprints on the waves. This is God. Go to our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with Capital T. Let us know where you are listening from and where you heard us. Leave a message for us at the end of the show, and I may add your message as part of the show. And listen, and people around the world will get to hear your voice. Tell me what ideas stuck out to you today most, and why you believe it's important to get out of the boat. I'm your host, Travis Pack, senior here at BMG. And always in party, if you want to tell me something, tell me something good.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big money.